from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Right now, let's talk to Bijan Robinson.
Hookem.
From our Atlanta Falcons. He is down there in Miami. Of course, they had a great practice today. B, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing awesome, man. First of all, it's good to be back out here with y'all.
Appreciate
y'all here with you guys.
Appreciate you, man.
But yeah, I'm doing great. You know, camp's been awesome today in Miami. You know, we had a great practice as a team, as an offense. So I'm just fired up, and we're just ready to go.
Hey, we were just asking about you, big man. 100%. How you feeling?
I feel great. You know, just those regular camp ordinances that we all have. But you know, I think that we're doing a really good job. Just keeping our bodies right, and Coach Morris has been like super good on just like, you know, giving us our bodies some time to heal so we can get back to practice and, you know, play our hardest, play our best. But yeah, man, I feel ready to go, man.
B, do you think he's managing you a little bit differently than the previous regime? Do you feel that way? And did you ask for any of it, or is it kind of Raheem's plan?
Yeah, I think it was more so like his plan. You know, he's big on, you know, playing fresh on Sundays and or whatever day that we play on. So, you know, with me, like, yeah, I'm at every practice. But some practices might, you know, have a couple reps that, you know, I can just, you know, more so get mental reps than go out there physically. So, you know, it's been really well. And, you know, I love it because it gets my body, keeps my body fresh for every single practice, every single day. So I love it, man.
It is a Falcons first-round pick. Bijan Robinson with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline down from South Florida. How's it going with Zach Robinson? You said at practice a few weeks back that he's kind of collaborative, taking feedback from you. Are you liking what he's doing offensively?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. Even today, like going up against a different opponent, like just seeing that offense, you know, open up and explode in the run game, in the pass game, in the screen game, like, man, there's just so many opportunities to take it, you know, all the way. And he's doing such a great job in, you know, making sure he knows every single player on his offense and all the strengths and weaknesses and, you know, attacking him at the highest level. So, you know, I think it's been, you know, he's been awesome, and I can't wait to see, like, what he does this year and what we all do this year with him.
Bijan Robinson joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about your offseason, man, because I had heard that you were, like, working out constantly during the offseason. Like, you really didn't take a whole lot of time off. I only asked that question to say, did you hit a wall at the end of last year and you felt like you needed to be in, I don't know, better shape or whatever it was you were trying to acquire this offseason, and did you get to where you wanted to be?
Yeah, no, I did. I did. I most definitely did. Obviously, like, I'm always the type to just put in work. And, you know, I've done some more cool things in the offseason, like, you know, continue the mustard, just making that as big as it can get and having fun with that. And then even, like, doing some DJ stuff, doing some acting stuff. So I've been trying to, like, you know, do some fun things. But I give myself, like, a month and a half or so, and then I just got back to work. It was weird, like, having all that time off. But I think it's always good to get my body back slowly. So I'll be ready for, you know, right now.
He's a Renaissance man, Carl. He is Bijan Robinson.
That's right.
And don't forget the Bijan. Right. Don't forget the mustard too, man. Bijan mustard. Well. He's got the full resume here on Dukes and Bell.
Yep.
Hey, man. What, yep. Talk about. We haven't had a chance to really talk to you on the radio. We've seen you at camp, but talk about Kirk Cousins. Talk about the leadership and the vibe since he got here.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been awesome. You know, having Kirk here and, you know, just his experience and, you know, all the, you know, the great years that he's been playing. You know, it's a big difference, you know, having a guy like that in the room and, you know, for this offense, just because, you know, just how smart he is and his leadership qualities and him even, you know, teaching me those leadership qualities as a young player. Like he's been on it, and I appreciate him a lot for it. And, you know, I can't wait to, you know, go side by side with him on the field.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Speaking of screen game, man, I mean, I don't want to give anything away, but it seems like we've been running a little bit more of the screen game here. Is there that aspect of this offense that you feel like you're going to be more involved in, those quick hitters, whether it's screens or, you know, you're in the slot and you drop back two steps and you catch a pass and all of a sudden you're off to the races?
Yeah, man, I mean – I think it's always important for an offense to be a really good screen team. Mm-hmm. And for us, like, you know, we want to be all around, you know, really good on the running game, on the passing game. But when you can be a super effective screen team too and adding those screens in and, you know, keeping the defense on their toes, then it gets a lot harder to stop. And I think for us, like, we want to, you know, just continue to perfect that and continue to perfect, you know, just getting in that kind of space so we can have all that space to, you know, make you know, the God-given ability happen on the field. So, you know, I've been liking it a lot. And he, you know, Zach just knows how to incorporate that kind of game in all of us, and it's been fun.
It is Bijan Robinson with us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. We talked earlier about Zach Robinson, Carl's point. How about the big man in charge? We knew Raheem from back in the day. It just seems like that's a dude that guys really want to run through a brick wall for. Talk about the coach and the vibe he's setting.
Man, I mean, you just said it. Like, you know, having him as a leader now has been amazing. And, you know, I think that, you know, just having, you know, Raheem and the positivity that he brings, like, not just for me, but for everybody on this team, you really do want to play all out for him. You want to, you know, give your best effort every single play, every single down, every single day you walk into the facility. You just want to give that all for him, just because he gives it all back to you. And, you know, he it could be 5 a.m., it could be 9 p.m. I mean, he's the same way; never changes. And, you know, I think that's a big thing for me, because I feel that. That's one of the leadership qualities that I have, is always being positive throughout the whole day and, you know, showing that. But he shows it and exudes it every single day, and I really appreciate him for that. And he's more like a big brother or father figure. He's all the things, man. So, you know, it's already in effect, not just for me, but for the whole team.
So were you in that big fight today, man? Don't lie, Bijan. Come on. Did you run over there?
I ran over there. I had to protect my dog. I had to protect my dog.
So what happened? What happened? Drake got pushed? What happened? Obviously, we weren't there to see it.
Yeah, it was just some competitive nature, man. I mean, Drake caught a ball across the middle, and one of their guys, you know, came and hit him after the whistle. So,
yeah
that triggered a
– It was dirty, wasn't it? It was dirty.
It was dirty.
Hey.
We came at his aid real quick.
Right.
But obviously it's hot out there. Like, we're trying to get great plays, get great work. But, you know, you gotta still keep it right on the field too.
Now we're going to get a credit on Pro Football Talk. Bijan Robinson, it was a cheap shot in practice.
It was.
Exactly.
Right. Thanks.
Hey, tell me real quick, the honey mustard, man. You're doing the honey mustard too, aren't you?
I am. That's coming a little, I think, around August, September, around there. Honey mustard and regular mustard.
Sweet.
So we're ready to drop that as soon as it's ready to go.
Carl, I think we need some synergy. What we do is we do beer brats with Hey Man Ale with Bijan Mustardson.
Yeah.
That's a team.
That would
a dream.
Very good.
No, and listen, it'd be delicious. We've done those beer brats with our beer. Hey, Bijan, let's talk about the room, man. I'm talking about the running back room. First of all, tell us what your relationship is with Tyler Allgeier. You guys coexist. You cheer each other on. You guys have a great relationship, but the room itself, now when you're talking about Avery Williams being back and healthy, right? Carlos Washington, Jace McClennon, right? All these guys are there. Talk about the room.
Yeah, man. I mean, first of all, like, you know, me and Tyler, like, we have the best relationship, man. I mean, that's my best friend, man. Like, you know, coming in every single day and knowing that you have another guy that you can just laugh with and that supports you through everything, and vice versa. Like, it's pretty awesome to have that kind of relationship with another guy that you compete with every day, that you want to get better, and, you know, just share that time with him. You know, me and him are as solid as it gets. And then even with Avery, you know, Carlos, Jace, like, those are all just really, really good dudes that just go out there and compete every single day. And, you know, they all have different skill sets, but it all fits in our room. And, you know, Coach Petrie does a really great job of, you know, getting us prepared, but then, you know, doing things that, you know, fit our game and drills. And he wants to, you know, we all have different games, so he wants to, you know, add some new things in the drills for all of us specifically. And it's been really fun to be with those guys. And, you know, Avery's the vet in the room now, so we'll joke on him all the time. But it's been a really fun, you know, fun time being with those guys.
You were the 8th overall pick last year. Michael Penix Jr., the 8th overall pick this year. Talk about Penix Jr. Is he soaking it up like a sponge? Are you being a big brother? I mean, you're not an OG yet, but are you helping the young guy?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, absolutely. Every single day. You know, me and him talk every day. And, you know, even Mike is a super great guy just to talk to and just to be teammates with. And, you know, with me and him, like, you know, I try to give him, you know, a little advice, even for the off-the-field things, like knowing how to handle yourself the right way, you know, knowing how to just, you know, be the great guy that he is and never losing that confidence in himself. But, you know, I think he's adapting really well. He's having so much fun. And, you know, with him learning from, you know, a guy like Kirk, like, you know, he's going to be ready to go when his name is called. And I just have all the confidence in him that he's going to do, you know, the best that he can do for this team.
You had a chance to holler at Sark, man. I mean, you know, they got us rated high this year, Bijan. I mean, they're like top three. The Georgia goes to Austin this year. You know, Alabama, they cheated when they came down there a few years ago. You remember that, but never mind that. Have you talked to Sark?
Not for real.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's Sark ready to go, man. Like, one thing about Sark is, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on, you know, in his life off the field. On the field, like, he's always prepared, and he's always ready to go when the time comes, when practice is going. You know, when he's on the field, like, you know, he's always locked in. You know, he's always creating new things, being an visionary. So, like, you know, me and him obviously have a really good, really great relationship. And we talk a lot, but, you know, I'm just excited to see, you know, that new path that he's about to take, you know, for this team, because we did do really good last year. But, you know, I know that he's not trying to slow down at all for anything this year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. Can't wait to the college football season, and obviously can't wait to you guys kick it off for real, man. Hey, have a great practice tomorrow. Did you get a touchdown today, man?
Yeah, man.
Did you get one in there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right, man. Yeah. B, appreciate you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Hey, man, and enjoy the time down there, all right?
Yeah, man, thank you. Appreciate you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.